So this afternoon I said I'd give a guidance on the elements. So I will. So if you want to take a posture that is you're going to be able to hold for about 40 minutes, so something that's nice and stable in your base and that supports your spine. So your spine needs to be both alert but relaxed, if that's possible, because it kind of mirrors the energy that we're bringing for the meditation. So first of all, just feeling into the stability of the base of your legs and your buttocks in contact with the earth. And just gently feeling out from side to side, is your posture balanced? So you can even sway a little bit from side to side and find the central point in forwards and backwards. Get the right axis for your spine so that your spine can kind of rise upwards towards the sky without too much effort. You can do this whether you're sitting on the floor or whether you're sitting in a chair. And if you're lying down, then just make sure that your spine is aligned. But you're not screwed up to one side or to the other as much as you can. And then if you're sitting, noticing the spinal column rising and feeling your shoulders on either side. Is one side higher than the other? Or is there tension? And just seeing if you can relax as much as you can. It doesn't have to be perfect relaxation. Relaxation is as it is. So. And then noticing what's happening with your neck. Seeing if you can let your head continue the rising up. But without strain. So again, it's this sense of you're alert and present but relaxed. And then just notice the sense of your whole body sitting here. This kind of alive lump of body. See if you can just let the impression of the whole touch your mind, the whole of your body. This kind of vibrant being that we put so many images onto. We think it should be like this or like that. And actually it has its own aliveness. So just feeling the aliveness in the whole. That might be a tingling in the skin or a weightiness in the legs. Or a vibrating impression of the whole of your body. And just resting there. So this alive wholeness is a mix of all four elements that we were talking about earlier. So there's heat or fire, there's vibration or air, there's cohesion, the quality of sticking together, or water, and there's solidity or earth. And this wholeness of your body is made up of these things. So just see if you can feel just the quality of aliveness. You don't have to break it down, analyze it. First of all, just taste your own aliveness. However you feel that. And then gently, just bring your attention down towards your feet, your legs, towards the contact with the cushion or the chair. Notice if there's any feeling of weight or solidity in your legs. What's your sense of that? Maybe it's in the bones, as Noon was guiding us earlier. Maybe it's in the flesh, the muscle. You can feel the weight of your arms hanging by the side of your body. Your legs pushing down into the earth. This is our solidity. Feel your weight, your mass. You can't walk through walls. You're solid. And what is your solidity meeting? It's meeting the earth underneath. So there's something solid, your body, the earth element in your body, meeting the earth element outside. Where's the edge? Is it a solid line? So we have our solidity. We can get up and move. But at the same time, we're changing all the time. So our skin is shedding, our hairs. Our solid element is being lost all the time to the earth outside. And we take earth in. We just had this lovely supper. So without food, we last only a few days. So our body is made of this earth element coming in from the outside. In part. So just seeing if you can touch into the earth element in the body, the bones, the flesh, and the earth outside the body, the floor, your cushion. And contemplate how they're related. So food from outside comes in. We go to the toilet. We're all the time exchanging. Earth outside, earth inside. This is the process of life. Taking in, we're part of this earth element. And it's not really very theoretical, because if the managers don't serve us breakfast, we're not going to like it. And if they don't feed us for the whole retreat, we won't last very long. So earth element inside and earth element outside. And we're connected. Same thing with water. So water inside. Feel the wetness of your eyes. The wetness inside your mouth. Inside your body, all your organs are lubricated. There's the blood, bile, urine. All these liquidy things. All the things which can flow a little bit. This is the water element. And in some way the water element is the clearest for us to experience. We drink water and we can immediately feel it in our mouth, in our eyes. In our body we feel better if we're thirsty. And then very quickly we have to go pee. So it's water in, water out. Where do I begin in all of that? It's really good to contemplate. That dripping water at the back. That's the same water as is in our body, somehow. So in the Buddhist teachings, it says to contemplate the water element internally and externally and both. And for me, it's very interesting to question where's the edge, actually. This body I take to be me and mine. And which in a sense is individual. And yet it's not. Yet it's utterly connected. It's utterly part of a bigger fabric. So once there's some stability, it's good to question, where's the edge? Where do I begin? If I drink a glass of water, when does that become me? And it's maybe not even to get an answer, but just to open to the unknownness of it. And then fire or heat. So how warm is your body or how cool? Feel it, feel the heat. So this isn't an idea. If the temperature drops a few degrees, we'll get uncomfortable. Or rises. So acknowledge, notice the heat element in your body. That can be in the warmth of your skin, of your flesh. It can be in the heat of the digestion. Heat element is also seen to be responsible for the aging process. We're slowly drying out, at least I am. So heat inside and then heat outside. If we're cold, we make a fire. If we're hot, we swim in the lake. And how good that can be for the body. I think you all know this very well with saunas. Quite a speciality. So, that's our heat element in relationship with our environment. So if there's heat like this inside and heat outside, again, where do I become a self-existing I? Independent? Is that real? And if it isn't real, does it mean there's no being here? Because there's still a body, there's still, in a way, an individual, and yet it's connected. But it's not isolated and completely independent. And then air. Without air, we can't even live for a few minutes. Notice the wind inside you, the air. It's most obvious in the breath. The Feel the breath as it enters and as it leaves. That happens through our mouth, through our nose, through our skin. We're actually very, very porous. Notice what happens if you contemplate that. So, air element inside, through the breath, through the various winds, and even through the vibration. You might feel subtle vibrations in your body. And this can also be said to be air element. And air element outside. Notice the air around you. Breathing in all the time and breathing out. So again, is there anything in this body that is independent of that? Or are we just connected? Notice what happens if you can feel how connected you are, whether it's through earth, water, fire, air. If you can sense some connection between the inside and the outside, what does that do to your mind? It may bring a little bit of caution because it's different. It may bring relief, it may bring stability. Certainly over time, getting to know this connectedness can bring a lot of stability to the mind. And then we can also notice a fifth element, which is the element of space. So last night I was inviting us to become aware of the space around us that welcomes us, the physical space in the room. How many times do we come into a room and just notice the objects? But actually without the space, there would be no place for the objects. So notice the space around you again. Space outside. And then notice the space inside, the space in the nostrils, in the mouth, in the breathing pipe, in the lungs, actually many places, even in the cells we're said to have space. How often do we notice this? So sometimes even when there's pain, we can notice there's a space inside it somehow, or around it. So the space inside your body, and the space outside. Are they really that different? Or are they just space? This is really, really good to take in. Also, if you turn attention to the mind a little bit, often we cling to the thoughts or to what's arising in the mind. But actually those thoughts are arising in a space, or else there'd be no movement. No space for them to arise and to cease. So just noticing space element, touching on it in the mind, but also in the body. Coming back to the body, space of the lungs, stomach, the windpipe. And feeling your connection with the space around. bringing attention back, as we did earlier, towards the ground, the earth, connection with the earth. And feeling again your whole body sitting here. Maybe feeling the vibrancy of your body. And seeing if it feels any different to connect through these elements. Is there any sense of relaxation or interest to explore? So how is your body after this meditation? And how is your mind? It might be quite challenging for your mind. There might be places it doesn't want to go. But it's okay, we can just be gentle. Whatever we're able to touch into, we touch into. And the rest, maybe it'll stay somewhere in your heart or in your body, and it can be explored another time. But if there's been anything that has opened in connection with these elements, it can be a really helpful practice to just bring attention to that from time to time. So maybe as you do walking meditation, feeling the earth element in your feet, touching the earth, the warmth of the sun, touching the fire in your body. Can be a really good way to open out your perceptions and your fixed sense of who you are. Gently, without forcing, but more like a reconnecting, a remembering that we're connected. And bringing attention to this is valuable. So in a few minutes I'll ring the bell, but just see if you can stay aware in this way as we end this meditation in a few minutes and as we move on. Remembering this interconnection through the elements. It can bring a lot of stability under the waves of the mind.